The Poland Spring Water Company, one of the nation's most popular bottled water brands, this week agreed to settle a class action suit alleging that its water is not spring water and is not pure. Poland Spring did not admit to those allegations in settling the lawsuit, one of 11 filed against Poland Spring's owner, Nestle Waters of North America. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports the legal fight over the purity and source of Poland Spring continues despite the settlement.
To read one of the 45-page complaints against Poland Spring, you might expect the source of its water to be a damp ditch beside a parking lot oozing with pesticides and human waste. But that's just one perspective.
What are we going to do? Are we going to go down the spring first?
From a narrow dirt road in Hollis, Maine, Kristen Tardiff, Community Relations Manager for Nestle Waters, leads a small group of us through a dense pine forest and down a steep wooded path. At the bottom, water bubbles out of the ground into a series of shallow streams that cut through the mossy grass.
This is clear spring. Isn't it beautiful? You can see the springs flowing right underneath here. You'll see them bubbling out all the way down along here. There was a white heron that flew down over in here.
This spring flows from one of Poland Spring's four underground sources, all of them surrounded by woods. This is about 30 miles south of the original source, which is no longer bottled. But Kristen Tardiff says the new sources are just as good as the original Poland Spring.
People knew that it was good water. They knew they could come from the city where they were drinking surface water and come and drink this beautiful spring water. But we kept the same water quality standards that we had at Poland Spring, and so it's the same quality.
We say that the water that's being marketed as Poland Spring water is not what they say it is.
This is Garv Ivey, an attorney from Birmingham, Alabama. He's part of a legal team that has filed class action suits against Nestle on behalf of consumers in six states. He's also filed suit in federal court on behalf of some of Poland Spring's competitors, accusing Nestle of false and deceptive advertising. Ivy alleges that Poland Spring water isn't spring water.
Not only is it not spring water or not all spring water, it's not from an exceptionally well-protected source. It's not from deep in the woods of the Maine, and it's not the same source that it has been for 125 years.
Ivy says Poland Spring sources are not protected deep in the woods of Maine, as the company claims. He says in some areas the water is percolating through farmlands heavily treated with insecticides and fertilizers. And he says some of the water is dangerously close to other kinds of contamination, including
trash dumps, toxic waste disposals, petroleum disposals, things of that sort.
Nestle says its sources meet state and federal standards and are protected and carefully monitored. It also treats and filters its water at modern bottling plants like this one in Hollis. But at the heart of the argument is the question, is this spring water? Tom Brennan is a hydrogeologist and the natural resources manager for Nestle.
You know, I don't understand the basis for these allegations. You can see yourself right here that this is spring water. It's very difficult to deny that.
We respectfully disagree.
Again, attorney Garv Ivey.
The water that they bottle and sell is not going to make you sick. It's not bad water. It's not dangerous water. It's just not spring water, for which they charge a premium price.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration defines spring water as water from an underground source that comes to the surface on its own. But the FDA also says bottling companies can dig wells like this to catch the water before it comes to the surface and still call it spring water, which is what Poland Spring does. Maine state regulators say Poland Spring complies with the FDA rule. But the suits allege that the company, to keep up with growing demand, is pumping more water out of these wells than the natural flow of a spring can produce. Bill Miller, president of the National Spring Water Association, which represents mostly small bottling companies, says this legal fight could have been avoided if the FDA had a simpler definition of spring water.
The perfect rule would have simply stated that spring water comes from a spring and well water comes from a well. Enforcement would have been simple, but there would be no problem in the marketplace understanding what spring water was. We wouldn't be seeing these lawsuits.
These lawsuits have become complicated and acrimonious. The two teams of lawyers that originally filed the suits ended up warring with each other over how to settle, which earned them a rebuke from a Massachusetts judge this summer. The judge said the lawyers seemed more focused on their own economic interests than on their clients. This week, one of the teams, which filed suit in Illinois, settled with Poland Spring. Although the company did not admit any of the allegations, it did agree to step up monitoring of its water quality and to pay $10 million over the next 5 years in discounts to consumers and contributions to charities. It will also pay more than $1 million to the two lawyers who brought the suit, which infuriates Kristen Tardif of Poland Spring.
You know, when tort lawyers make that kind of money, something's wrong. The tort laws were put to protect the innocent. Now they're doing the opposite. We just have people getting greedy and suing people for no reason.
If the best response they can make is to say it's greedy lawyers, I don't think that's a very good defense.
Attorney Garv Ivey calls this week's settlement a sham that does nothing for consumers, and he says his legal team will press on with the other suits.
The most important part of the case doesn't involve money. It involves truth in sourcing. If Poland water is going to be well water, then it needs to be called Poland bottled water, not Poland spring water.
Whatever the outcome, these high-stakes lawsuits show just how big and lucrative the bottled water industry has become. It's an $8 billion a year global market. And this year, bottled water will outsell coffee, milk, and beer as America's second favorite beverage, just behind soft drinks. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.